In this fall's battle for control of the Senate, one of the most closely watched elections is in North Carolina, where five-term Republican Jesse Helms is retiring. The state holds its primaries a week from Tuesday, and 16 candidates are competing for Helms's seat. Most of the attention is focused on two frontrunners, Republican Elizabeth Dole, a former cabinet secretary, and Democrat Erskine Bowles, once a White House chief of staff. From Raleigh, NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
For the first time in nearly 30 years, North Carolina is holding a Senate election without an incumbent candidate. But in the Republican primary, Elizabeth Dole is acting like one. Running against six political newcomers, Dole has been endorsed by almost all the party's leaders, including President Bush and Senator Helms. She's well-funded and well-known in her native state, and her star power attracts admirers wherever she appears.
Good to see you. And right here is Linda. All right. And Margaret, how are you doing?
Hi, Pam.
Dole has mounted a carefully orchestrated campaign. Yesterday, she visited a rural women's club wearing a conservative blue outfit as she lunched on chicken salad. Then, for a rally at Duke University, she changed into a leather jacket and rode onto campus on a motorcycle. Throughout Dole's campaign, her appearances have been well-planned but infrequent, her media interviews polite but brief, and her speeches optimistic but non-controversial.
I want every young person in North Carolina and every young person in America to grow up in a secure, safe environment and atmosphere. I want them to have a first-class education and good jobs.
In contrast to the Republican primary, the Democratic race has been more competitive. Democrats already control North Carolina's other Senate seat, the one held by John Edwards. Now nine people are seeking the party nomination to succeed Helms. Much of the state's Democratic establishment is backing Erskine Bowles, a first-time candidate from a longtime political family. Bowles ran the Small Business Administration and served 2 years as President Clinton's chief of staff. Clinton was never popular in North Carolina and lost the state twice, but Bowles says working for the ex-president prepared him for the Senate.
To be effective in Washington, you have to understand how the federal government works and how to move the levers of the federal government. And I think I can be effective from day one, and I think I can get something done, and I think I can work in a bipartisan manner to really make a difference.
Bowles is a multimillionaire banker who's served on corporate boards and run a major investment firm. But on the campaign trail, he's tried not to act like it. His TV commercials have shown him at the bowling alley, while his campaign stops have taken him to schools, public housing projects, and an unemployment office.
I'm Erskine Bowles.
Yes.
I'm running for the U.S. Senate.
Okay.
And I was just trying to get a feel for how it has been for you to be looking for a job in this really tough market.
Uh-huh.
How long have you been out of work?
Unlike Elizabeth Dole, whose Republican competitors are political unknowns, Bowles faces some relatively prominent opponents in the Democratic primary, and they've tried to turn his corporate background into a liability. One of Bowles' challengers, Secretary of State Elaine Marshall, uses the campaign slogan, Main Street, not Wall Street, while another Democratic contender, former State House Speaker Dan Blue, also is running a populist campaign.
Who's going to keep the faith with the average person in North Carolina? Elizabeth Dole, who has taken hundreds of thousands of dollars from corporate special interests, to Erskine Bowles, who serves on Merck's board? Big corporations don't need another voice in Washington. Average people do.
Anti-corporate rhetoric has been common during campaigns nationwide this year, though it's usually been used by Democrats against Republicans, not Democrats against each other. Still, despite all the criticism, Bowles leads his Democratic challengers both in the polls and in fundraising. Andrew Taylor is a political scientist at North Carolina State University.
Erskine Bowles clearly is the front runner still. But Dan Blue has an appeal with the grassroots. He has strong connections to the African-American community. He is African-American himself. It is conceivable with Elaine Marshall and some other fringe candidates perhaps taking some votes away from Erskine Bowles that he could sneak it. Don't think it's going to happen, but it is conceivable.
North Carolina usually holds its primary in May, but this year it was delayed until September 10th because of a court fight over redistricting. Taylor says voter turnout probably will be low. People aren't used to voting this time of year and likely will have other things on their minds the day before September 11th. Taylor says the outcome of the Democratic primary could hinge on which candidate does the best job keeping supporters focused on politics during an otherwise somber week. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, Raleigh, North Carolina.